Hello, everyone.
Oh my God.
It's us, and we're back.
We are finally back.
I know.
It's been like 2 weeks, but we are finally back in business. We are your hosts of Catnaps and Cognac. I'm Arielle.
And I'm Dee Dee.
Yay!
You know, this is the first time we've been together to record in like...
Months.
It's been forever.
I miss that.
Me too. Oh my gosh. This is amazing. So excited. Cody's here too, so she might talk a little bit.
Can you speak, Cody?
Cody?
I don't have any...
No treats.
Can you speak?
No.
She's like, well, you giving these hands
anymore? Yeah, she's not. Right. She's not dumb.
It's fine.
She knows when there's real treats. Right, baby? Yeah. Okay. Anywho, so, yes, this is episode 80 of Catnaps and Cognac, and if you are a return listener, thank you so much for coming back. I know that it's been a while, and if this is your first time, welcome.
Hey.
Yeah, we hope that you will enjoy this show and then enjoy it enough to go back and check out the other 79 episodes. We've got 79 other episodes. Cody is climbing on Arielle, and she's about to climb on me now. It's a family affair. Come here, baby.
All right. That's a good girl.
Yeah. So, anywho, how are you, Ari?
You know what? I cannot complain about life.
I know that's right. And neither can I. And, Cody, I told you not to breathe today. Anywho, yeah, I can't complain. It's going well. My lymph nodes are a little swollen.
Aww.
I'm not sure what's going on. I hope I don't have that C191, whatever cold they had going around in New York.
Ew.
I'm really hoping that it's not that. But
C191.
What I have been doing,
H1.
What I have been doing is taking effervescent tabs, like old people. And they really work. They make you feel so much better.
Good.
Yes, I love effervescent tabs. And I've been taking, store brand Theraflu, which tastes delicious.
Does it?
Yes, it's like this berry flavor. Oh my God, it's so good. I usually don't like fruity teas, like hot fruity drinks.
I'm usually not into it,
but this is delicious. And if it didn't have like acetaminophen and drugs in it, I'd want to drink that 3 times a day.
Do you sleep well?
No, it's the daytime one.
Oh.
However, what? That nighttime Theraflu, oh my gosh. Yo, one time I took it and I really didn't understand the ramifications of this nighttime Theraflu. Like, I took it and I couldn't, like, even keep my eyes open. It was like 15 minutes later, I'm like, what's going on? I have to sleep right now. Like, I could not, like, stop myself.
That is so funny.
And I knocked right out and I slept like a baby.
Good.
Yes, I slept like a baby.
Now you just got to get all the way better.
Yes, all the way better, which I'm almost there. So, prayerfully, I'll be better by weekend. And I'm off tomorrow, so
whoop, whoop, whoop. Yep.
Anywho, I guess we should get into the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, there's some rumors going on.
Ooh.
Remember that Lindsay Lohan song? I'm tired of rumors, finding. I'm tired of Okay.
No. Sorry.
Forget I said that.
Okay, I will. You bet your bottom dollar I will, because I've never even heard that song before.
My bad. Okay, so it came out on Wednesday that our beloved Amber Rose and Wiz Khalifa are divorcing after a year of marriage.
Just a year of marriage.
Like a year and a half.
I was really rooting for them.
I was rooting for them. Their love looked genuine.
It did.
I thought they were cute together. Like, they were just a little wild pair.
Yeah.
Odd couple thing.
And who knew that it was going to be so soon after the marriage? I mean, after the wedding. Like, good grief.
Craziness.
Really crazy. It makes me, I'm kind of sad about it. Because again, like, I was rooting for them. And they were so cute. They have their baby, Sebastian.
Mm-hmm. He's adorable.
He's just adorable. And was it Wednesday or was it Thursday where she tweeted that, you know, because people were saying that she cheated on Wiz Khalifa.
With freaking Nick Cannon, of all people. Because, you know, I guess
now that he's her manager.
Right.
Right. So she was like, I would never cheat on my husband. Unfortunately, my now ex-husband can't say the same.
Yeah.
So basically, she insinuated that he cheated.
Pretty much. She said, please stop with the fake stories. I would never, ever, ever cheat on my husband in a million years. I think you guys know this. Unfortunately, my now ex-husband, which I'm sure they're not. Girl.
It's not official.
It's not official yet.
Calm down.
He can't say the same. I'm devastated and crushed, but my main focus is Sebastian. Thank you all for the support in this difficult time.
Yeah, so, yeah.
She got 45,000 retweets.
Wow.
Off of that. 45.
What do famous people do? Do they turn off their mentions and notifications?
They have to.
Because, I mean, their phone would die within a minute.
Even, like, even with them not tweeting, people just be saying anything all day long.
Any old thing to them all day long. What's wrong with people, first of all?
People crazy.
Y'all are crazy. Y'all are really like, crazy.
This is real.
Get over yourselves. But anywho, so, I don't know. We'll keep Amber Rose and Wiz Khalifa in our prayers. Like, don't they have things where you have to, like, go to counseling first and things? I know in Georgia, like, you have to go to counseling for at least a year, I think. Before you can get a divorce.
Whoa.
Yeah, they're not, there's no, like, you can't just say, hey, we want a divorce. Like, nope, you gotta go to therapy. I know in some places, like, what is it? I believe North Carolina, you have to be at least separated for a year. I believe in New York, you have to be at least separated for at least 6 months before you can actually file for divorce. Yeah, because, like, you know, married at first
sight.
Like,
you have to be legally separated.
Yeah, legally separated for at least 6 months before you can file for divorce. And so, like, you know, Married at First Sight, I don't know if you guys watched it. Unfortunately, Vaughn and Monet did not make it. And on the reunion special, she was still wearing her ring, and so was he. And so they were like, so you guys are still legally married. She was like, yep, but we're going to go get that divorce on October because we legally have to stay married for 6 months before we can file for divorce. So, yeah. I wish that, I don't know, maybe they could have gone to counseling. I guess cheating is an unforgivable thing for... For some people.
You know, I don't know. You never know what is going on, especially with these celebrities. We don't know the ins and outs of their relationship or how long it's been going on or if she decided to forgive him, like, she knew about it, then decided to forgive him, but
then
just,
he went back and did
and
it again.
And then went back and did it again. Like, we don't know. Like,
we really don't.
Everything is speculation, but it just sucks that they have to go through it. It sucks that...
So publicly.
It happened within a year. She was just twerking for his album.
Yeah. Goddamn. Yo, I be practicing that shit. I was like...
I can't do it. I cannot do it. I tried, girl. I tried. I was in the mirror, was like, it did not move. I was like, well,
I tried.
That's enough for me. Sorry, boo.
Oh, man.
But she's got this big old tattoo of his face.
Yeah. Like, she really thought it was, like, forever.
She thought it was, like, he sweat.
Dang.
It can last forever.
Ooh,
and ever.
Damn. Oh, man. It's sad. It's really sad.
Yeah, and they just got married. They got their little one-year-old.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's a hands-on dad. And she's asking for full custody. Full physical custody. And she's going to grant him visitation.
Wow. She's upset. My thing is, you know what? Wiz Khalifa, you got one of the baddest chicks in the game.
Yeah.
What? Who could you be messing with that's better than Amber Rose right now? Like, you know what? This whole... What is it? I forget the name of the president. But Coolidge Effect is real. And if you guys have never heard about it, it's how, you know, basically... ain't no pussy better than new pussy. That's basically the phrase. So, like, they come in, you know, you could have this girl and she's your favorite, she's the best or whatever, but somebody new comes along and it just takes your attention away from somebody else. And it's really sad that men's attention can be, you know,
so fickle.
Yes. You got the baddest chick in the game.
The baddest.
Like,
with the natural body.
Right? Super cute, super fun. I mean, she seemed like she was pretty ride or die for Wiz Khalifa. What more do you want?
For Wiz Khalifa and his old toothpick Q-tip ass.
And how long has he been growing them damn dreads and they still the same damn length?
He looks like he's Jaden Smith's older brother.
Oh my God. What is the joke? I don't know what to say about it.
I really don't know.
I'm not impressed with you, Wiz Khalifa.
And I liked Wiz Khalifa.
Me too. And now I don't
even
hear.
But this makes me upset. Listen,
yeah.
This just goes to show you that no Libra female can date no Virgo male. I-D-G-A-F.
Oops. She gave you the whole acronym,
I
honey.
I did.
Woo!
Let me say it again.
What else we got in the room? What else we got in the room?
Okay, so going along with that a little bit, there have been so many news.
Oh my gosh.
That have been leaked all over the interwebs. Somebody is hacking the iCloud. They're grabbing all the news from these celebrities like Gabrielle Union, Kim Kardashian, Megan Good. Who else was leaked?
I saw Iggy Azalea, but I don't know if she was part of the...
No, she was part of it.
Oh, she was part of it. Iggy Azalea.
Mm-hmm.
Hope Solo.
I don't even know who that is.
Me neither. I didn't know who it was neither. I was like, who was Hope Solo? And everybody was so upset that they saw her nudes. Hope Solo apparently is like one of the Olympic soccer female soccer players.
I'm about to do my Googles.
She kind of looks like, I don't know, her face is very strong. But several people were saying how upset they were that they saw those nudes.
She's pretty. And so in like these pictures.
Okay. What about that one?
She's very strong face there. That's why I pointed these pictures
yeah,
out.
Yeah, she's pretty there. Okay. Well, apparently she must be looking strong faced in her nudes as well. And you know what? So all these celebrities like Gabrielle Union released a statement, blah 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 blah. I'm like, oh, Jill Scott's nudes got leaked too, didn't they?
Yes.
Yeah. Was that a part of the hacking or?
Yeah, that was the first wave.
Okay.
Because they had two ways.
Right. So, it's just like, everybody's like releasing these statements about nudes and da-da-da. I don't know if I would necessarily even dignify the person who was hacking the pictures with a response about...
Oh, Amber Rose too.
Yeah. Yeah. See, but the thing is, we had already seen Amber naked.
We've also seen Kim Kardashian naked.
That's okay.
But I'm sure we just haven't seen her with her new body naked like that.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I would have dignified the hacker with any kind of, like, release to the press, like, oh, in this difficult time, we need you to blah, blah, blah.
Like,
and
we
these
don't
are
need
my
to
private
do nothing.
Pictures. Like, what? We don't need to do nothing but look at them titties. That's all we need to do.
First of all, out of anyone to release any kind of statement, Gabrielle Union showing up had some damn nerve releasing the statement with her. Her nudes were so lame.
They were boring.
So lame.
She's boring.
They were so whack. Listen, I'm not taking no nudes with my husband on my phone case. Like, really, lady? We get it.
You love your husband.
Out of here.
Gag me with a fucking spoon, bro.
Spoon!
Ugh.
Who had the best?
I don't know if I saw them all.
You didn't see them all? Mm-hmm. I think Amber Rose had pretty good ones. Cause it was.
Oh, yeah, Rihanna
like,
got leaked, too.
Hers was bad.
Hers were whack. Only thing she got going for her is those nice titties. She ain't got no ass, no nothing.
No, she doesn't.
No hips.
No.
Nothing. She's just a pencil.
Just straight up and down. Oh, my gosh. Thank God the Lord did not bless me with an up and down body.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
I mean, whenever I look at some people, I'll be like, ooh.
Hallelujah, holla back. The ghetto revival is in the building.
It's in the building.
It's in the building.
Yo,
John Brown, where you at?
But, yeah. I'm scared to think that there might be, like, another wave of celebrities. Oh, Omarion, too.
Oh, yes, Omarion. Yes, Omarion. Because I was going to say, where are the men?
He was hacked.
Yeah, where are the men? I need to become a female hacker and figure out how to get onto the iCloud.
Who would you want to see?
Who would I want to see? Drake.
I would be so scared.
Exactly. Some people are like, oh my God, I'm so scared because either I could see what I was looking for or be completely disappointed. I don't know. I want to see it.
You know, I don't want to see nobody's nudes, no man's nudes.
I want to see it. I don't even like looking at penises because I think they're ugly.
Peni. I'm kidding.
I was going to say. I think it's my ass. I don't know. No, yeah. I don't like looking at them because I think they're gross. They're jagged. They look like knives. Like, no. I don't like looking at men's naked bodies, honestly. I really don't. Like, I will not go to a male strip club. It's not because, like, some girls are like, I don't go to male strip clubs. Men strippers are nasty. It's not even that they're nasty. They're gross to look at. Like, some big old sausage flinging around in your face.
You know what?
That's nasty. You
know what I hate? Okay, so I hate the word schlong.
Oh, my God. Gross.
And my friend sent me she sent me a text message to talk about Omarion got leaked. I want to see a schlong. And I'm like, ugh.
Can you
Omarion,
not?
Omarion. Not. People.
Ew.
Schlong.
Yeah.
Gross.
You know what? That's yucky. Let's not talk about that. Yeah. Ew. I don't like seeing male strippers. People are like, oh, well, you know what? Don't worry about what's going on in my bedroom. However, I don't like looking at naked men. I will say that. Naked men are jagged and not soft. They look like they'll stab you. I don't want it at all.
No.
Yeah. But I would like to see Drake's nudes. I already saw Chris Brown's print in one of those unitards.
Oh, yeah, the green one.
Yeah, and it looked gross. I don't want any parts of that.
I'm done. I'm ready to move on.
Moving on. Penises are disgusting. Ew! Ew! Gross! Anywho, moving on to other stuff. Other non-nasty things. The iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus, they came out.
Yeah.
And apparently they're made with cheap-ass plastic.
Ooh.
Because when people, like, if people have their phones in their pockets, their back pocket, and they sat down on it, they're bending. The iPhones are bending.
Damn.
And you know what? Funny enough, Verizon has this thing right now where they're like, oh, trade in your old iPhone and get the new one for free. Huh?
How you do that?
How do I do that? Because they're giving away... The phone is a shitty phone.
Dang.
It has to be. It has to be that. Because I see these commercials when I'm watching TV, and they're like, come in. It's like Siri. They're doing this commercial, and Siri's talking to him. He's like, hey, friend. Because he's looking at the ads. They're like, oh, bring in your old iPhone and get a new one for free. And Siri's like, hey, friend. Don't you want to go out and go for a ride? Remember when we used to hang out? And he's just like, okay, Siri, bye. Because he's going to go trade in his new phone. And now it makes sense.
Well, it looks like that the trade-in value from the iPhone 5S is still so great that you can trade it in and it'll take care of the price for...
Exactly. Does that make any sense, though? This newer phone? Right. Yeah, because that phone is a shitty phone. That's why.
That sucks.
That's okay. I will keep my iPhone 5S.
I do think that the iPhone 5 and 5S, because they're the same, they do look better than the iPhone 6.
Yeah. And I'm not necessarily too keen on big phones anyway. I have small hands, and the iPhone 5S 5 is, or 5, iPhone 5, iPhone 5S is already too big for me, really. I really liked the iPhone 4. I really liked that the height, the width. It was perfect for my petite dainty hands.
Girl, get out of here. And like you walking around with hands like Jiminy Cricket.
My baby hands. Oh my gosh. F-O-H. So, yeah, I really like the iPhone 4 and the 4S because of the petite shape. However, I have the iPhone 5S because I wanted Siri. That was what I really wanted. Like, because really, I had iPhone 4. And you know what? I don't even fucking use her.
I was about to ask if you use Siri.
I like really that. Don't use her like that because one time I went to go use her and I guess I wasn't like in a good connection space and she was like, sorry, I can't help you right now. And I was like, oh, bitch. Like,
she took the day off.
She surely did. I was like, I'm not impressed with you right now. But sometimes I do use her. Like, if I'm looking for a restaurant or I'm like, you know, I used her a lot during the time, during the World Cup and things like that. It helped me a lot. You know, I wanted to know who was playing and who was winning and things like that. Whenever I want to get scores, she helps me. Yeah, but I don't know. I'm not super, super keen on the iPhone 6 and the 6 Plus, really. Cody, you have to lie down. Good girl. Yeah, she's being annoying. Sorry, guys. She just wanted to get on the couch and be with everybody.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. She looked at you. Anywho, so, yeah, so this shitty-ass phone is bending.
What is crazy about this is the fact that, like, it's $100 more for, like, the iPhone 6 Plus. Like, it's $300, $400, or $500 for a two-year contract, right? And then with the iPhone 6, it's $200, $300, $400. And then they went up a size. So you think that they're doing good. Like, it's 16 gigabyte, 64, or 128, which is, like, I'd be pissed if I got, like, an iPhone 5S and I had to settle for a 32, and now they're just giving away the 64 for the same price.
Right.
Because, like, I would never fill up 64 gigabytes.
Exactly.
On a phone.
Never.
Like, never, ever. I would never think I would fill up 128 gigabytes on a phone. Like,
right.
Am I the movie theater? Right. Like, what am I doing?
What are you storing on your phone?
So it sucks to even, like, get that product and the shit is bending. Like, what?
How dare they? You know, one day we're going to record us and Cody's very cute and she knows how to rest her face on people's boobs. And she's doing that to Ari right now. Just for a cuddle. She wants a cuddle. Yeah, so iPhone 6, please. Y'all can take that back. Y'all can have it. Y'all can keep my iPhone 6 and my iPhone 6 Plus. Don't send me mine.
So, you know, it's always like this anyways when the iPhone, like, when the regular, not the S's come out. So it's like when they come out with the S's, that's when they come out with the better one.
Okay, so there's going to be a 6 plus S.
I'm sure, because they come out with a new phone every year.
That just sounds dumb. I have this iPhone 6 plus X 974.
Maybe iPhone 6S w. plus?
I'm over it.
Maybe iPhone 6S extra large.
iPhone that sounds 6X like a condom.
To the max.
To the max!
iPhone 6S. I don't know. I'm done.
To the extreme.
To the extreme.
Totally over it. Totally over it. Moving on.
It's today I learned time.
Today I learned. Ooh. Well, what did you learn today, Ari?
Well, today I learned that you can, let's see. What did I learn?
You learned a lot.
I did learn a lot.
We're drinking, okay? So bear with us.
This is from Science of Us. And, you know, Facebook is all about the algorithms and everything like that. What, you know, depending on what you like and what you share is what you see in your news feed. So, here's the trick to getting your Facebook post seen more.
Okay, what's that?
You just use one word.
Okay.
And that's congratulations.
That's all you have to say.
That's all you have to say. Because if you say congratulations, more people are going to say congratulations to you. Like, think about all the times you see someone who's graduated from school.
Right.
Who's gotten married or whatever. You never miss their post. How many times do we see people who got married on Facebook?
Girl, I done seen 800 people get married on Facebook.
Exactly.
Just yesterday. Like, what the hell?
And they all say congratulations.
Yeah.
So, there was a study done, and they said that you can manipulate them at will, and that all you have to do is say congratulations. Algorithms are meant to be gamed. My Facebook friends have now taken to posting full congratulations to messages they want to push to the top of everyone's feeds, because Facebook's algorithm pushes such posts with the phrase congratulations in the comments to the top of your feed. Recently, a clever friend of mine asked to be full congratulated on her sale of used camera equipment.
Oh my.
Sure enough, her network reported that it stayed on top of everyone's feed for days.
Wow.
Crazy. So it says, this makes perfect sense when you think about the goal of Facebook's algorithm. Basically, to anticipate which content is most likely to elicit an emotional response that will lead to comments, likes, and shares. There's limited real estate in the news feed after all. So if you're Facebook and you're trying to maximize the number of user clicks, why clutter this space with dud posts? And congratulations is a pretty solid sign of good content from a click perspective. If you ask a bunch of random people on the streets to come up with a list of words that tend to be associated with news of big, emotionally charged events, it would be right near the top. Facebook knows human psychology.
Huh.
So, if you guys want your Facebook post to be seen, just have someone send their congrats.
Nice.
To you.
Okay.
And then, so maybe we should test this out.
Maybe.
I think so.
One day.
We can test this out later today.
Okay.
Oh, we watched How to Get Away with Murder. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Let's see what happens.
That's what we'll do. We'll do it. And that's what he said.
What did you learn?
Well, September... I know this is the end of September, but September is National Bourbon Month. And bourbon is a type of whiskey, but you can only call it bourbon if it was made in the United States.
Oh.
Like whiskey that's made in Canada, whatever, France, if it's made anywhere else, it's just called whiskey. It can only be called bourbon if it was made in the United States.
Interesting.
Very interesting. The history of bourbon is not very well documented. There are many conflicting legends and claims, some more credible than others. For example, the invention of bourbon is often attributed to a pioneering Baptist minister and distiller named Elijah Craig. Reverend Craig, credited with many Kentucky firsts, is said to also be the first to age the distillation in charred oak casks. And across the country line in Bourbon County, an early distiller named Jacob Spears is credited with being the first to label his products as bourbon whiskey. Spears' home in Stone Castle, Warehouse, and Spring House survive. One can drive by the Spears' home on Clay Kaiser Road, and that's in Kentucky. Basically... The legal requirements. Bourbon's legal definition varies somewhat from country to country, but many trade agreements require the name bourbon to be reserved for products made in the United States. The U.S. regulations for labeling and advertising bourbon apply only to products made for consumption within the United States. They do not apply to distilled spirits made for export. Canadian law requires products labeled bourbon to be made in the United States and also to conform to the requirements that apply within the United States. But in countries other than the United States and Canada, products labeled bourbon may not adhere to the same standards. For example, in the European Union, products labeled as bourbon are not required to conform to all of the regulations that apply in the United States, though they still must be made in the United States.
Hmm.
So all bourbon has to be made here.
Listen, it's just like champagne.
Yes.
So bourbon is the champagne of the United States.
Yes. Yes. Nice. Bourbon is the champagne of the United States. So, even if it's being sold in Europe, whatever, it may not necessarily have to conform to the distilling ways that they do in the United States. However, it has to be made here for it to be called bourbon. And that's pretty cool. We've got our own freaking liquor and nobody else can name their shit after. So, because I was like, what is the difference between Canadian whiskey and bourbon? Like, isn't it just... I was always confused. Like, is bourbon whiskey or is it not whiskey?
Yeah.
I always was confused. And it is. Bourbon. All bourbon is whiskey. All bourbon is whiskey. However, all whiskey is not bourbon.
Exactly.
There you go.
Thanks for explaining that.
You're very welcome. Today I learned.
Today I learned.
Well, you know what? We're done with learning. And you know what? School's back. So we hope you guys have done your homework. And I hope you guys have done your chores and everything. Because guess what? It is TV time, babies.
Ooh.
Yes. TV time. Fall TV is back.
Oh, my gosh.
I watched both Mindy episodes.
And
they were great.
I loved them.
Love, love, loved them. You know what? Mindy is funny. The only thing is, what I don't see it for her and Danny. I really just don't see it for them. And I love Danny. And he should be with me.
That's why you don't see it for her?
That's basically why. That's the main reason why. And also, I think that Mindy's just very immature. And I the thing is, I feel like Danny does need somebody who's a little bit fun and flighty because he's always so rigid and he's by the books. Rigid. However, I think Mindy is too fun and flighty. Like, she really just has no direction. And it's, yeah.
She seems a bit more together in this episode.
This episode, yes. Yeah. Much more together. And she had some great tips to get along
with
your significant other's mom. Yep. Emoji. it was great. So the episodes are hilarious. I watched a little bit of New Girl, and I was cracking up in the first 5 minutes. Like, I mean, ha 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 ha! Like, so loud.
Was it that good?
It was so funny.
That's what she said. I have not seen any of the New Girl yet.
You have to watch. You have to watch. I watched. I was just watching episode one. I haven't even finished it yet.
Okay.
And the first 5 minutes, I was just cracking up because there was just so much foolishness going on. They're funny. I think that show is really funny.
I'll watch that tomorrow.
Yeah, that one's really funny. I haven't watched Blackish yet, but you watched it. Did you like it?
I did. I enjoy Blackish. People have been, you know, a little bit criticizing the show, saying that it was just like, we don't talk about being black this much. Yes, the hell we do.
All the damn time.
I talk about being black every single day of my life.
Okay.
Like, not a day goes by when I don't mention something about being black. But, of course, it seems like a lot at a half-hour episode. But, like, it's confusing with what people are saying because people talk about race on Twitter all the time. Like, there's always someone talking about race.
Right.
All the time. But I think they did a really good job of it. And when it comes to, like, a pilot, it's setting you up for what's going to happen
exactly.
in future episodes.
Exactly.
So I'm sure that they're not going to be, like, so in your face for the rest
Everything.
Of the season.
Right.
But at least they, set the tone of, hey, this is type of stuff that we're going to be talking about. And I thought it was funny. I laughed out loud.
And
I think it's going to be a good show.
What I will say is that I love the casting for this show. These people look like they can really be family.
Yeah.
They did a great job. Not like the damn Huxtables. Where nobody don't look like no damn body. The person who did the casting for the show was perfection.
They did a good job.
Because the girl, the eldest daughter, she really looks like she could be, what's his name?
Anderson.
And Larry Fishburne's granddaughter. Like, she has the facial structure like him. And, like, she looks like she could be the child of Anthony Anderson and Tracy Ellis Ross.
Yeah.
Like, they did a great job. It's not like one high yellow ass kid and one black ass baby and then one peanut butter baby. Like, what? Like, what are y'all doing?
They did a good job.
They did a great job. So, I'm going to watch it. I'm still kind of iffy on the title. And I hope that they'll, you know, shorten it like they did with Two Guys, a Girls, and a Pizza Place.
So, what's supposed to be called? Just black?
Ish. I don't know. Just black, just ish. I don't know. Figure it out. Something.
Is it supposed to be like, okay, the kids are like, we're blackish, or is like, this is blackish? Kind of like Family Matters. Does that mean, you know, does family matter?
Or
was it like the
matters?
Right. Is it supposed to be like that?
I don't know. Tracy Ellis Ross said it was supposed to be blackish. That's what she said. But then Anthony Anderson described it as
that means we are blackish. Clear. It wasn't clear.
It wasn't.
That means it wasn't clear.
Because when she tweeted about it, that's why I was like, oh no, I do not want to watch this show. But then when Anthony Anderson, like when I watched the, I watched like an in-depth like trailer about it, and Anthony Anderson was saying how it's like, we're blackish, like we're not quite, you know, we're black, but you know, kind of not, like. And so I was like, oh, okay, that's not what Tracee Ellis Ross said, but however, I can get jiggy with that.
That's probably what the people, the creators, they can't. It's about a show where, you know, where you're like black, but you're not. No, but it's you're like, not quite. Oh, this but is the ish that you say because you're black. And they probably were like,
to put the, yeah.
Okay.
Double entendre. No, get the.
Okay, y'all. But it wasn't bad. It really wasn't bad. I'll definitely give another episode. It's like Modern Family-ish.
For black people?
Well, black people love Modern Family.
We sure do.
But
do you think white people will like Black-ish?
I don't know. And the only reason why I'm not sure is because it's about black people. That's the only reason.
I mean,
like, I think it's a really good show, but I'm really not sure.
What channel do you think this show would have did better on? Or what network?
You know, I do think it's a good fit for ABC.
Okay.
Especially on Wednesdays because of, like, the whole lineup that they have on Wednesdays.
Right.
It's, like, all family-centric TV.
Right.
I know it would get canceled if it was on NBC.
Mm-hmm.
So, I honestly, I don't see any other channel for it except for,
ABC.
Cool.
I have to watch it. Everybody's watching Scandal. I've muted it. I don't watch it.
Well, we're done. We are officially done. We are like, can we high five being the old ladies in the bunch are like.
I'm good. Like, all the guys. I saw a lot of guys talk about some ooh scandals back today. I'm like.
Yo, if you could see us right now, we're sitting on the couch like those two. Muppet
grand. Yeah. in the balcony. In the
kitty, yeah. Yes.
That was so ornery.
It was. I love hate them. Scandal.
I hate Scandal too.
Scandal is so whack now.
It really is.
Judging. No, I'm not judging y'all. Y'all can like whack shows. I mean, it's not. I just have better taste in shows.
Wow. Basically, not to say that you have bad taste. However, my taste is better.
They are.
Take it how you wanna.
Sorry.
I'm not watching that shitty show. I'm sorry. I am over Scandal, mainly because when it comes to dramas, I need it to be realistic. And this is not realistic to me. The president is not going to leave his wife for no black lady. I'm sorry. We're not there yet. We're not there yet. It's still that kind of society where you need to come in there, be married, have the 2.5 children, you went to law school, you got married at a country club, and you just stick it out just to stick it out. Yeah, you may have a black mistress, but you're not going to fucking go public with it.
Nah.
And leave your wife and marry the mistress and bring her into the White House. That's not happening.
How about the most unrealistic part of it all is that they use Microsoft fucking phones. No one's using Microsoft
phones. No one.
Get out of here.
That is the most unrealistic. That, you know what? That was the straw that broke the camel's back.
The way that they just, how she just runs around on her phone, put the peppers on the pizza now. And she like,
It's handled.
Like, girl, it's just fucking domino.
Relax. Damn.
Down.
Shit.
What's going on?
Anyway, however, I am here for How to Get Away with Murder.
Ready for it.
So ready for it.
Crushing my
She's
can.
She's crushing it. Crush it. I don't have that much strength to do that. And I don't want you to get a cocoa on your head.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, don't do that.
Or just a circle.
Yeah, a circle. Don't do that.
Okay. I tried to be strong, guys.
She did. Admittedly.
I'm not built for this life.
Yeah.
What other shows did I watch? I watched Selfie. I ended up liking Selfie. That was good. You guys should try it out. Gotham.
Ooh, I can't wait to watch that.
Gotham was good. Yes. I'm so ready for the second episode.
Oh my god. So it was ready. That good.
I was like this.
Oh my gosh. I can't wait to watch.
I'm ready for it.
Matter of fact, that's gonna be the first thing I watch tomorrow.
I wasn't feeling Forever. It's just not my type of show.
You know, when you were explaining to me, it just sounds like a newfangled Doctor Who. And this shit is just not realistic. You're not gonna die and come back and then die and come back and die and come back. Or, what was the name? Medicine Woman? Did she used to do that?
Dr. Quinn, no.
Yeah, what did she used to do?
She used to just, like, take care of people in the Oregon Trail.
That's it? Oh, I thought she used to, like, transport into different...
Did she?
I don't fucking know. I never watched the show.
I thought that was Touched by an Angel.
That's what it is. Okay. Touched by an Angel. Girl, they all white. I don't know, honey. That was one with Della Reese, right? Yes, okay.
She said, through this journey of discovery. I don't know Della Reese got her own song.
Through this journey of discovery. I forgot what the Touched by an Angel song was. But she did used to sing
she
it.
She did sing
it. Yeah. She still alive?
You know what? Let's do our Googles real quick.
Because we still think Eartha Kitt's alive. Eartha Kitt died 2008. And every time we hear that she died, we're shocked that she's dead.
She is still alive.
Alive and kicking.
Lord, please don't let us.
Please, God. Sick. Please, God, don't do that. Her baby pinky toe. Please, Lord. It's still kicking. Woo. Oh, you done stepped on my baby pinky toe. Dirty motherfucker.
You know, I believe it. Della Reese is from Detroit. That makes so much sense.
Look at her face.
How do you say that? Look at her face.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Okay.
How tall do you think she is?
Hella tall. 6'1".
Okay. Well, I'm just going to Google Della Reese height. Let's see if anyone else want to know. And then.
No, oh, somebody else wants to know.
What? Who?
No way. I thought she was tall.
I thought she was tall, too.
I thought she was like Maya Angelou tall.
Otherwise, how tall was Maya Angelou?
I think she's 6 feet tall.
Oh, my gosh. What? She was.
Yeah.
Goodness. Gracious.
I thought she was tall like Maya Angelou. Wow. Hold on now. Something in the milk ain't clean because in Harlem Nights.
Oh, well, Eddie Murphy's like 4'9". Oh. No, he's not 4'9". He's not tall.
He can't be. If she's 5'2".
He's 5'9".
She had on some high ass heels.
For the 80s. For it to be like a, you know.
I mean, because she didn't. It maybe it was the angles or something because it she had, looked taller than
she,
him.
She looked very.
Way taller than him.
Statuesque.
Yes.
All right.
Somebody's telling us a joke. Everybody in Hollywood is so short. 5'9" is actually quite tall for Hollywood.
Yeah.
Which is weird. Because everybody there is like bite-sized.
She at least it makes her look like she's the same height.
Yeah. But you know what? I was already just thinking that, you know, Eddie Murphy was probably, you know, tall. Like,
you thought he was tall?
I used to think everybody in Hollywood was tall. They look so tall on TV. And then finally because of, ooh, the baby pinky toe. Ooh, somebody took a picture of their baby pinky toe, y'all. And put it in with Della Reese. This is a damn shame.
All right, I'm out of here.
People are raggedy. Anywho. With that being said.
Yeah, so many other good shows to watch. We'll have to get back to you next week on them.
Yeah.
Because I think by then all of the shows would have debuted.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
At least that I wanted to see. Because I watched the good shows.
Oops. When does Brooklyn Nine-Nine come back?
I believe this Sunday.
Sunday?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, moved to Sundays.
Yeah, that's right. I did see that. Moved to Sundays.
Can't wait.
Oh, Blacklist came back. I haven't watched that yet. Have you?
I started to, but thank you for reminding me that I need to finish it.
Great. Yeah, I need to watch that. Because I just watched the finale not too long ago.
I saw a suggestion that someone says you should only follow one show per season in order to, like, maximize your time. I was like, don't tell me what to do.
Who do you think you are?
It's my life.
I do what I want.
I do what I damn well please. Thank you.
Hello. I'm grown.
Very much.
How rude. Anywho.
Yeah.
On that note, I think it's cocktail time.
Woo! It's cocktail time.
Cocktail time.
What's our drink for the day, drink for the week?
Well, the drink for the week is basically dedicated to all our naked babies that have been leaked. The drink is called Stripped.
Ooh.
Maybe it'll make you get naked when you drink it. Ooh. You're going to need a third cup of sugar. Already sounds like a good time. A quarter teaspoon of ground cinnamon. 5.5 cups of Lambrusco or any other sparkling red wine. 24 ounces of an orange beverage like Orangina. A sparkling orange beverage like Orangina. And 4 ounces of bourbon or any other American whiskey. Mm. But we're going to go with bourbon because it's National Bourbon Month.
Hello?
You're going to need an orange wedge and slices and some ice. So, to make this drink, you're going to mix together the sugar and cinnamon and spread on a small plate. In a large pitcher, combine red wine, orange beverage, the Orangina, and bourbon. Rub an orange wedge around the rim. Rub an orange wedge around the rim. Then, you're going to rub the orange wedge around the rims of the 8 rocks glasses. Then, dip glasses in cinnamon and sugar mixture to coat. Fill with ice, add cocktail mixture, and serve with orange slices. Yummy and delicious.
I love it.
There you have it. It's Stripped. This drink is not necessarily naked. However, I'm sure if you drink a couple of them, you will be stripped.
And it's simple, too.
Yeah.
Simple and delicious.
Simple and delicious. Thank you very much. And that goes to a particular listener, and you know who you are.
And thank you for listening.
Yes. At least we know you guys are listening, even though you guys are criticizing us. We know that you guys are listening.
We appreciate
it. We really do. So, is that the end of our show?
Oh, my gosh. That is the end. It was a nice first show back after a couple weeks.
Yes, after a couple weeks. We're so happy to be back. And thank you guys for joining us. So, Ari, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Arielle Cherie and my new website, overcorkedandunfazed.com.
Yeah, go check her out.
What about you, Dee?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram as well, Lucky Stars, LuckyStarz. You can find us, the show, on Twitter, Catnaps, the letter N, Cognac. You can find us also on Facebook, facebook.com/catnapsandcognac. You can also find us on our website, catnapsandcognac.podbean.com. We're also on iTunes, so please check us out there. Just search for Catnaps and Cognac. Ari just showed me a funny shirt, and it says, on fleek, and I need it. And what else? Oh, please don't forget to like us, like our page on Facebook, and rate us on iTunes, and let's see what else is there that I can say that you need to do. Oh, send us an email at catnaps.andcognac@gmail.com. We're always taking emails for Grind Your Gears.
Yes.
And for Ask Ari and Deeds. And also for any new, you know, topics that you guys want us to discuss or anything like that, just shoot us a quick email. Or just say hey that you love the show. All right? Well, I guess that's it.
Bye.
The business, Take it out. I wanna love you. Everybody wanna touch you. You're moving right. Wanna see what's up under. Then back it up, beep beep like a trucker. Nice thighs, nice waist. And you know I can't forget about your face. But don't none of that matter. I'm about to make your pockets better. Girl, I just wanna see you strip right now. Cause it's late, babe. Girl, I just wanna see you strip. Take your time with it. Girl, I just wanna see you strip. Goddamn.